You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Mike, we saw DeVito throw forward passes in preseason games. How come you guys limited him so much in that game?
I'd say the way the game kind of declared itself, you know, it's kind of the way it went with the run game focus. I think that was a big part of our game plan.
So if it was a different score or a different opponent, he might have been trusted to do a little bit more?
Yeah, I just think, you know, every game's different, and that game, you know, specifically, I think that's just the way it kind of declared, so we went that route.
Do you look at him as the number two quarterback this week, or could Barkley actually catch him?
Well, right now, yes, he's the number two.
What gives you confidence in him as your backup quarterback at this point?
I think he's had a great spring, great camp, has had a great, you know, start to the season right now, working on the scout team, and he does everything in the meeting rooms. He's a great dude, great teammate. So I have a ton of confidence in Tommy.
What have you seen since Daniel returning?
Yeah, Daniel put in a nice day of work yesterday, and, you know, looking to build on that. You know, Daniel's right back in the mix of it and leading and doing all the things that he needs to do.
How's Tyrod?
I think, you know, you have to ask Tyrod how he's feeling, but he looks great. He's, in and around the guys, you know, just like he always is, upbeat and energetic. But as to exactly, you have to ask him.
With Daniel off a neck injury, do you have to maybe handle that a little differently, or are you willing to let's say, use design runs and put him in that spot, or do you have to be a little bit more careful coming back from that?
You're certainly aware of it. You know, you're certainly aware of the previous injury, but you got to make sure, you know, we talk about that as a staff and in the game plan and see how we want to handle that.
The last time you had Daniel and Saquon healthy together on the field, I think it was the end of the Arizona game, right? So that worked out pretty well. Do you think they can recapture that right away?
That's I think, part of the process this week is getting everyone in the mix, getting everyone working on the same page and putting together a good week of practice.
Can you open up the playbook more with Daniel back?
I think just per the game plan, you know, we want to make sure we're putting our guys in the best spots to be successful for, you know, what we have personnel grouping wise and then what the defense is presenting themselves with. So, you know, every week we're going through that process to make sure we put the best guys in the best situations and going through each of the schemes, you know, short game, you know, drop back game, the deep game, the run game, all of those things we kind of account for.
You were a backup quarterback, so they play regularly all the time, right? So Daniel's kind of been on the sideline for about a month. Do you expect a little bit of adjustment period there in the first part of the game?
I don't think so. I think Daniel's jumped right in, and he had to put together a really good day yesterday, and so he's just looking to build on that and just take it, you know, today is the most important day for him. And so, you know, if we have that mindset, I think that'll work out for us in the end.
Do you think, though, that it's natural just to have a little bit of that rust?
I think he's excited. I think he's excited to be out there. I think he's excited to work get back to work with the players and put together a good day today.
Mike, people remember Antonio Pierce from here, obviously. What do you expect going out there with him running the show now, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, we're prepping like we would any week, you know, so we're watching the tape and trying to put together the best plan we can. Obviously, you know, things like that happen that you want to try and, you know, maybe look back and see if there's some things that you can lean on. But for the most part, we're going through our process and trying to put together the best plan we can.
How much does it hurt if Waller's out for a protracted period of time?
Well, you know, that's just part. It's part of the game. We've been through it with a couple different position groups, and so, you know, next man up. Next guy's got to come up. And we, as a coaching staff, put together the best plan to put our players in the best position to be successful.
What can Cager give you? And what do you view, you know, the contributions he can give you? And we've seen him kind of bounce back and forth here this season.
Yeah, Cager's done a great job. He's a really athletic kid. He can stretch the field. He can run after the catch. You've seen him do that, you know, all camp and all preseason. So I think he does a great job in the room there, and Coach Bischoff does a great job getting him tuned into the run game. You know, him and Belly being out there in the same time, and whether he's out there solo or together, I think he does a great job just, you know, understanding where he fits in the plan.
Okay. Two more. Does Waller's injury affect Bellinger, because they play, I mean, obviously I know it's called the same position, but they play different roles in the offense. If Waller's not there, yep. Somebody's not going to be there. Does that affect Bellinger, or does Bellinger keep doing Bellinger things?
Yeah, Bellinger has a role, and again, each role just kind of depends on the week and what we're going to see defensively. So Bellinger's role might be bigger or less, like just depending on what we're going to see.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.